Yerushalmi Masa Sheni, corresponding to Bavli Bechoros, Daf Mem Dalet. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Tef Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Misha hayu loy ma'is v'Yerushalayim b'sarach lahem ulechaveiroi peiroiz oim lechaveiroi hari ha'ma'is ha'elu mechulonim al peiroizecha nimtze ze oicha peiroizav v'tahara v'aloi oicha sochoi v'ma'isav v'lo yeme kach la'am ha'oret ele bedemai. One who had Masa Sheni money in Yerushalayim and he needs to use them to buy inedible chulin. If his friend has chulin produce, he should say to his friend, let the kedusha on that money be redeemed onto your produce. Consequently, the friend must now eat his produce in tahara as Masa Sheni, and the first person can now use his money as he wishes. This technique should not be told to an amaretz unless it's Masa Sheni of demai. Peiros b'Yerushalayim amoyis b'medina oimeh hari amoyis haheim mecholalim al peiros ha'elu. If he has chulin produce in Yerushalayim and Masa Sheni money outside, he can say, let the kedusha of this money be redeemed onto that produce. Mois b'Yerushalayim u'peiros u'medina, oy mehari ha'mois ha'elu mechulolim al peiros ha'hem, v'ad shi'alu ha'peiros v'yeichlu b'Yerushalayim. If he has Masa Sheni money in Yerushalayim and produce outside, he can say, let the kedusha of this money be redeemed onto that produce, as long as he then takes the produce and eats it in Yerushalayim. Mois nechnachsos l'Yerushalayim v'yotzos, money may be taken into Yerushalayim and then removed. Produce may not be removed once it's been brought in. Rishim Gamliel says, even produce may be removed, and this is going to be explained in the Gemara. Peiros shenigmu malachtom va'ovu b'toich Yerushalayim yachzo masa sheni shelahem v'yoichel b'Yerushalayim. If produce was completed, thereby making a tevel, and it was taken through Yerushalayim, its Masa Sheni must be returned and eaten in Yerushalayim, even though it had not yet been separated when it passed through. Ushlo nigmu malachton, sali anovim, lagas, v'sali ta'inim, lemukse. And if they were brought in when they were not yet complete, for example, baskets of grapes to be used for pressing, or figs for drying, be'shamir imim Masa Sheni yale v'yechob Yerushalayim, v'be'thil imim yifade v'yechob b'chol mokoyim. Beis Shammai says that its Masa Sheni must be taken and eaten in Yerushalayim. Beis Hillel say that he may redeem it and it can be eaten anywhere, as the Masa Sheni is not considered to have been brought into Yerushalayim. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Eimer, Mishum Rav Yosi, Lo Nechaku, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Al Peiros, Shelo Nigmu Malachton, Sheyifte Masa Sheni Shelahem, Veyoicha Bechol Mokim. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, quoting Rav Yosi, says that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that if the produce wasn't yet completed, the Masa Sheni may be redeemed and eaten anywhere. They disagree over produce that was already complete. Beis Shammai say that he must return the Masa Sheni to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Beis Hillel say that he may redeem it and eat it anywhere. Tevel of Demai may be taken in and out and then redeemed outside Yerushalayim. And the Gemara says, "V'lo yoyim akein la'am ha'oretz ela b'demai ha'bevadai loy she'im moisim vadai la'am ha'oretz." The Gemara says that when the Mishnah taught that this technique should not be told to an la'am ha'oretz unless it's Masa Sheni of demai, but if it's certain Masa Sheni, it should not be told to him, as one may not give certain Masa Sheni to an la'am ha'oretz, as he won't be careful to prevent it becoming tummy. Rav Shimon Gamliel disagreed with the Chachamim in the Mishnah, saying that even produce may be removed. He was referring to removing it in order to make it dough. It must then be immediately returned. He says that the prohibition to remove it is rabbinic, and then they were lenient to allow him to remove it if, for example, the millstones that he requires are outside Yerushalayim.